What's going on, good people? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And y'all, here on Speak Your Success in the Morning, you always can expect a few things, all right? We're going to always give you entertainment. We're always going to give you some education. And then, of course, you know we got to give you that empowerment. And y'all, I'm glad to have you all here today because today is Monday Momentum, the only way that you kick off your week, the only way you get started, and the only way you really get going into the week. But y'all know we can't get the show kicked off and can't really get moving and can't get grooving without our co-host coming out, producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
What's up? Good morning. Happy Monday, man.
It's all starting to feel like a blur at this point.
Really is, Jonathan. Yeah. Everything that's going on, work, other work, everything just combining. It's just become a big, giant mesh. That's what it's becoming. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. All is good. All is well on this side. So now you see me. When you were talking about it, I was thinking of a completely different movie, right? But this past week, I watched all three.
I watched all three.
I thought it was something totally different, but when I watched,
you've never seen them.
No.
Welcome.
Yeah, because did you see the third one?
Yeah, I told you I went to the movies.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to spoil it. Yeah. No, but I want to hear your thoughts. But yeah. I just saw the third one.
Go ahead. You just saw all of them. So tell me what you think.
No. That's what I'm saying. But the first two, I'm like, whoa.
Really
I'm
good.
Locked in. The third one,
I told you, thoughts. It felt like a extreme escape room. That's what I felt like.
I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. But the third one, the third one definitely is in third place for me. But the first one, I'm like,
the first two, I love them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that third one, it wasn't it for me. But yeah. So yeah, everything good.
Or is it out on streaming already, or what?
We went to B&B. We went to B&B. We snuck in some Bojangles.
Okay.
So how you doing? How you feeling? How's everything going on your side with all this blur coming into the holiday season?
Well, we're coming off of Thanksgiving. So how was your Thanksgiving?
So Thanksgiving was cool. My mom came into town and she made a good pot of gumbo with the crab and with the sausage and with the chicken and with the shrimp. Mm-hmm. So my mom really did it up. So Thanksgiving was cool, you know.
Yeah.
And she made some Christmas cookies with my oldest son. What about you? How was your Thanksgiving looking?
It was good. I was with my mom and my parents. And then we went to my cousin's house, and then we played games and it was fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice, easy peasy. I believe I got home maybe, I don't know, 10:30, 11:00. I had a good Thanksgiving. Food was good. My mom made I love my mama mac and cheese, but this year she made truffle mac and cheese. It was so good. I got a little bit left. I ain't gonna lie. I got a little bit left.
But what makes the stuff truffle? Like truffle fries, truffle. What is it?
Truffle. There's truffle oil, there's truffle seasoning.
I know there's truffle oil.
There's truffle salt. Well, that's what makes a truffle. Or you just don't know what a truffle is.
I mean,
is that what you're trying to get down to?
Five years. We can say that. Because 5 years ago, you know, truffle was chocolate. You know, chocolate truffles.
No, they have chocolate truffles. But there's also, like, truffle that is just, like, the actual root. Because, you know, truffle, it's like a delicacy. It's a fungus. That's what it is.
I did not know that. No, I did not know that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fungus. And so it just has this, you got to dig in the ground to go get them. And yeah, people do a lot to go get the truffles. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I love them. But yeah, we did truffle oil. And then she put that in with the mac and cheese. And then this year, we didn't do turkey this year. We did Cornish hens. And so good. I let them look Cornish hens.
They're so smart. You see the things in the package. But it's like it's like a personal sized pizza. It was like a personal sized hen.
Literally. So, and so I was like, I love this little hen. So we did that. And then she did the dressing. yeah, she did the whole thing. So everything was great. Had more than enough leftovers, and yeah, even shared some. Even had turkey leg and a turkey wing. I made that myself on a different
day. Wow, you was going in. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, what'd you eat last night for dinner?
So last night we had some taco soup. Yeah, good old taco soup.
Yeah, is it taco soup or tortilla soup? Or is that two different things for you?
I'm gonna say taco soup. Well, I mean it was really we'll call it stew, and then we had tortilla chips with it. So
sounds like tortilla soup. Chicken tortilla soup.
But tortilla soup, I thought when I hear tortilla soup.
Yeah, what do you hear?
Oh God! Well, fine. Taco soup, tortilla soup, whatever it is. Because I think of the strips of the chips, like the little strips in the soup. But we had the actual tortilla chips. So I think
because they're both tortilla strips or chips.
Strips of chips, it all dips. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
I think it's probably the flavor, because the soup could taste like a taco, or the soup could taste like tortilla soup.
Okay. Well, yeah, we had it with the beef recipe in there. We had the beef in there, you know, a little bit of avocado, a little bit of sour cream. Yeah. A little bit of cilantro. Lovely. Yeah. Well, what about you? What'd you eat for dinner last night?
I had spaghetti.
Okay. Yeah. Hood classic. Hey, hood that's a classic. That's a staple. Okay.
You remember when I made spaghetti a while ago?
I do remember when you were talking about that, yes.
Okay, I froze the sauce, and then I went to go buy some noodles, and then I just warm the sauce
up. Super
and
smart.
And I got some leftovers, so I'm bringing to work today. And then that's the end of it. I don't have any more spaghetti. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to go freeze me crazy. I'm about to freeze everything.
I mean, that's beyond smart, because, I mean, you know, people always talk about meal prep and doing this and that, but it's like the first thing or the first rule, like meal prep or even planning for the week, is like, let's see what I already got in the fridge. Okay.
That too.
Because I'm not trying to do all this extra. You're like, oh, I just got to boil some noodles.
Right.
Cool. Right. I'm done.
I don't think I told you I went to H Mart. Have you ever been there?
I did go to H Mart. I have been there. But no. Talk about it a little bit.
So we went to the one off Royal Lane, the new one, in Dallas. And so, I mean, I got some good stuff. I got some a pack of salmon. It has the bones in it. I tell you this, it has the bones in it.
Okay.
But
I know it's real. It's real.
It is real.
Let me see the bone.
Yeah, it's real. And then me and Shay got it. And then you get like six or seven little strips of salmon. But like I said, it has the bones in it. So she was like, it was, you know, a little difficult to cook. And so I haven't cooked mine yet, because once I got it in the freezer, I got thawed out and all that stuff. But she was like, you know, I just took the bones out. But she was like, it's a lot of bones. And so I was like, maybe I'll just, you know, really skilleted mine, like, you know, blacken it and just, you know, kind of pick at it and eat it. I don't know yet. That's why it's still frozen. Right, so I was like, I see why we buy salmon with the bone out. I got some bok choy. You know, I love good bok choy. And then I got a whole pack. It's like this big, Jonathan. No lie.
Oh, wow. You better know what to do with that thing.
I got a whole pack of bok choy. And then on top of that, what else did I get? Like some frozen dumplings, edamame, of course. I love edamame.
Load that freezer up. The way that hawk is out now. Yeah, ain't nobody trying to go out there and make extra trips.
Yes. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. If you're just hopping in, good morning. Welcome to Speak Your Success. So H Mart, it was fun. I will go back. They didn't have a meat section. They only have a seafood section. And so I've heard that other locations, they have the meat section. So definitely want to get into that. But, okay, 6:30 on the dot. All right, y'all. It's Monday. Speak Your Success in the Morning live right now. We are going to switch gears. We did our greeting already. Nice to see you again, Jonathan. I'll see you later. But right now, we're going to get into Straight from the Source.
Straight from the Source. This morning, we're coming from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6. And this text here, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and read the text. All right, and the text reads, I thank God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the day until now, from the first day until now. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus. And one thing I just really like about this, and I've got a few takeaways, but the first one is God ultimately puts people in your life who deserve thank yous. Right. Like there's so many people around us, and y'all, people are doing stuff for us on a daily basis. They're showing up for us. They're supporting us. They're loving us. And sometimes we just take them for granted. We not letting them know that we appreciate them. We not letting them know that we're grateful for them being in our lives. So every once in a while, to the person to the left, to the person to your right, just let them know, I thank you. I appreciate you just for you being a dope individual. But then the second thing that I want to just hone in on and really hit on is that real community will bring you joy. Our real community really creates joy. This is a better way to put it. Even in prayer. So as you're around people, I want you just to be cognizant, and I want you to be aware of what's that attitude like. Right? Like, are these people that are helping you feel uplifted? Are these people that are helping you feel light? Or are these people that's providing and giving more of a mental strain and a mental load on your life? And I know if we actually take the time, and we're in December now. So now is a great time to do a little personal inventory on some of those people in our lives. Because for me personally, if you're one of those people around me that brings a little bit of extra weight and that's weighing me down, then nah, we ain't rocking. Like, and I mean, that's what that is. Like, we're not rocking at all. And I just want you all to know that we have to be intentional about those things. And even being intentional and even focusing in that way. The third thing I want you to know is that Kingdom Impact is a team sport, right? So thinking about being a partner in this space, and thinking about really locking in to like here in this text, you know, as Paul is talking to this group and he's talking to the church in Philippi, we need to know, and it's essential to lock in, knowing and understanding that if you want to do something greater in 2025, going to 2026 and beyond, You're going to need your kingdom community all around you, right? So it's not just about you. It's not just what you can bring to the table. Just like imagine Thanksgiving, just like what we just wrapped up on. Imagine Thanksgiving, and imagine you show up and all you have is a turkey. You don't got no sides. You don't got nothing to drink. You don't have no dessert. That's not what it is, right? You want to have the whole meal. And that's what kingdom community really looks like, and kingdom impact can look like when we join forces and lock in forces together. So y'all just remember that in this text, Paul was opens up Philippians by thanking God for every time that he remembers this church. And their partnership really brought him joy even while he prayed for them, okay? So just remember that God never abandons his projects. Anything he starts, he's going to bring that to full completion, because God is a complete God. So if you are not already connected with us, make sure that you subscribe here to the channel on YouTube, Speaker Success Media. And also, family, make sure that you always catch us Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. All right, we're about to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this with more Speaker Success in the Morning. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
Hey, Hip Hop with Treece today. Get your steps in today. It's cold. It's cold. We don't play. Man, say, every time I see it, I'm like, ooh.
Look like a good workout.
Hey, look at y'all getting it in. Y'all sweating. So, I mean, and you can't say Treece without saying Cohart.
Right.
Have you just been seeing Coach Hart? He's blowing up, man. They giving him the love. Cause you know, Jenkins with Detroit and mm-hmm. then he had the other young boy with the Bucks. And mm-hmm. every time I go on Instagram, it's him in a collaboration post and they showing how many points these players are averaging. Coach Hart doing the thing, man. Shout out to the Hearts.
Shout out to the Hearts of Dallas. Love it. Oh, what's that?
That's a heart. Look.
This is a heart. You're a millennial.
That's a heart too.
This is a heart.
There's more than one way to do everything.
All right, tell me about this coach that everyone's just on about. I don't even know this guy. Who is this
Lane
guy?
Kiffin. first of all, let's just talk about his record real quick. His overall record. Okay, so him as a college head coach, his overall record is 116-53. Sounds decent, right? But wait a minute. Let's just unpack this. Okay, so 2007 through 2008, he was with the Raiders. 5-15. So you're not made for the NFL. Okay. And everybody isn't. That's
that out,
okay.
Really.
Okay. Okay. So then let's jump to Tennessee. 7-6, 2009. Okay. You know, winning record. Okay. USC 2010 to 2013, 28-15. Okay. Almost 50%. We'll take that. Florida Atlantic 26-13. Okay. Good job. 2 years. Now he's at Ole Miss. He's been here for 6 years and his record has been 55-19. So he's looking good. Okay. 55-19. That's over 50%. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's over 50%. Mm-hmm. But here's one of the stats that I haven't heard people say much about. His bowl record is 4-4. Not 4-4-4 like at McDonald's. No. 50%. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that impressive as an elite? Is that an elite coach record? No, it's not.
Nah.
That's not an elite coach record. Okay. Exactly. But he's in the spot in the position to where right now at 11-1, this is the best run that Ole Miss has ever had over the years. So he's looking real good. He's looking real good, right? And you know, me and you talked offline. It's like, what's going on? Is he gonna go to the Florida Gators? Is he gonna go to LSU?
Why is he leaving in the middle of the season?
In the middle of the season. Okay, so look, in the middle of the season, this is the reason, Brie. I had to do some digging. I get my shovel, I do some digging.
I was like, what
is going on? So typically what we know is coaches can sign with another team in the middle of the season or towards the tail end of the season, mm-hmm. but they typically finish coaching out the rest of the season. And then they start fresh with the new school. However, the team meeting was happening where they transitioned the defensive coordinator, Pete mm-hmm. Golding, to head coach. Mm-hmm. But the AD said, Lane, we don't want you there. And I heard Lane Kiffin say this in an interview with the ESPN reporter. He was like, I wanted to be there, couldn't be there. Wanted to be able to celebrate my guys. Couldn't celebrate my guys. And so this was something
Why?
That came
Why couldn't
down.
You celebrate the guys?
Because the AD, Keith Carter, told him, Kiffin, we don't want you to attend the meeting. We don't want you to come.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'm out. You ain't gotta tell me nothing. You only gotta tell me one time, baby.
He said, I don't want you to come. And Kiffin was like, I respect it. But the interesting thing is that depending on which outlet you're looking at, people had their feelings, they got their emotions. Kiffin's wrong. Why did he leave? What's
he
going
wrong
on?
For not showing up to the meeting that he wasn't invited to?
No. He's wrong for leaving. I mean, for leaving. Some people feel like he's like, it's like, well, you know.
We need to know the reason why they don't want him there.
The AG just didn't. He's ready to move on. He's ready to move forward with the program.
Oh, move forward with another coach.
Yeah, because the defensive coordinator.
I don't even go to the meeting. He didn't even want me here. I don't even have a job.
I mean, just like, but with the way history goes, typically that's not how
that goes.
Well,
history can change, and that's
part of
it. I mean,
history definitely can change.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
but yeah. No, but in that ESPN interview that I saw, the gentleman asked him. He said, "How do you know that LSU is the best fit? How do you know this is the right choice?" He said, "Of course, I would have loved to talk to my father, but you know, he passed, and his father was Monty Kiffin. He was a legendary coach with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you know, he." But he said he talked to his mentors, Nick Saban, talked to his mentors, Pete Carroll, and he said did a lot of talking to God, did a lot of praying. Okay. And he said that, you know, he said, God told me it's time. He said, God told me it's time.
Well, God told you it's time, and so did that AD. They both told
you
it's time.
yeah. AD definitely let him out. Yeah, God told him it's time. The AD showed him it was time. All right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're gonna change the locks. We're going to make sure your badge
don't
work.
Your badge don't work.
We're going to go ahead and get you out of here. But, Britt, the crazy thing was, as I was watching this interview, that my man was on the tarmac. Like, I'm looking around. You see a police trooper's car. It's what it looked like. And you see nothing behind him. I'm like, where are they at? My man is literally about to get on the plane right now to come to LSU. Like, this is wild. And
so that's the story.
Yeah. Okay, that's the story.
One more thing?
I had two more things. I want to give the highlights of the contract, but also looking at where he is now, there's a lot of challenges of why is he leaving Ole Miss, right? Because since 2023 to 2025, the best college records in football have been Ohio State at number one, Oregon at number two, Georgia at number three, but Ole Miss at number four. Why are you leaving a team that you've built?
He leaving because they don't want him there, Jonathan.
No. They don't want him there now. Them people wanted him there. They wanted him at Oxford, Mississippi. If you were a winning football coach.
Somebody knows something and somebody ain't saying something because, why would they just outcast the man from the meeting? But what was the meeting about?
It's them team meetings when you having a transition. It's like, hey, y'all, you know, hey, coach
is
here.
Well, they think about replacing me, so that's why I'm leaving. I got to put myself in the best situation for myself and my family, and it's not here in Ole Miss anymore. Clearly, y'all don't want me here.
Oh, my God. But also on the team side, you can say the same thing about the AD. He's like, okay, you gone. Well, I got to put the team in the best position. I got to, you know, get these players ready to, you know, get out of your head. But then – also, the narrative, Lane Kiffin said, I think there's a narrative that was created that I gave the offensive lines coaches or the offense, hey, y'all got to make a decision. Y'all going to stay at Ole Miss. Y'all can come to LSU. Lane Kiffin was like, no. That's not what happened. These are grown men. I just gave them the opportunity. I said, hey, you know, y'all can make y'all's decision. I'm going to LSU, though. But, you know, that was one of the headlines that was up and that was out. And Lane Kiffin was like, nah, that's not it. That's not it. But
hey,
go ahead. And I'm just going to share the details of the contract and I'll be done with it. I'll be done.
No, I mean, hey, y'all want me here? The players be leaving. The coach can leave too.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
How about
here
that?
Here we go. Okay, well, look.
The
you
players
be ha-
is hot. You- stupid. They be gone. The players be leaving. Up
I mean,
and
are you,
done.
Are,
One
are
game,
about,
I'm out.
Are you talking about NIL transfer people out? Are you talking about players leaving after they signed and committed based on a coach leaving?
It don't matter.
Because that's a different thing. No. That's a different thing.
Well, I'm talking about
No,
NIL,
that's different.
Obviously.
Well, not, cause I'm just saying because what you would call it? Because back in the day, you signed with a coach.
We're not talking about back in the day. We're talking about right now. What's happening
right now.
Those kids be leaving. So, yeah, if the coach, he feel like he don't want it, then he should leave too.
Okay,
period.
Well, either way.
I got you.
Hold on. He has 2 5-star players that they already signed to LSU, and they see he coming, and they redeclare, hey, I'm still committed. I'm still staying here. Coach Kiffin coming. I'm still here. But based on the breakdown from ESPN's Pete Thamel, he reported that Kiffin's deal with LSU is for 7 years and is worth approximately $12 million per a year. So we're talking about $12 million a year. That's going to be $84 million.
Wow.
That's going to make Kiffin one of the highest paid coaches in college football. And it's a significant raise, which his contract was with the Rebels, where he was getting $9 million. So, I mean, you know, the $3 million bump. And
they
of course, we're not,
that money.
You know, we're not even talking about them perks.
Bria, we're not even talking about, because I was listening to Nightcap last night, and Shannon Sharp was saying what the potential perks could be.
Oh, really?
Get you two cars, get you a phone, get you set up with a house, and get you a plan. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
The perks are crazy, I'm sure.
Perks are crazy. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. And, you know, that's speaking to that sports over here on this side. You know what I'm saying?
Just, I mean, you just can't turn the TV on or scroll on Instagram or go on TikTok without seeing this man's face and wondering, well, what's so special about this man? What did he do?
If,
so the coach didn't want him.
If you ask certain people like, ain't nothing special about him. They like, he's not even that great of a coach.
I listened to a broadcast last night. Obviously, he was under Nick Saban. And then I was like, oh, okay. Well, that gives you a lot of credibility.
That would get you some credibility.
But $12 million, $84 million, leaving the school?
$84 million. You can catch me somewhere
else. $84 million, I'm out. So
catch me if you can. Call me Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm Tom Hanks. Yeah. Catch me if you can. I'm gone.
Better yet, you can call me one of the four horsemen. Now you see me. Okay, I'm gone. Okay, I'm gone. 84 million.
One of the four horsemen.
You can call me the fifth horseman. Okay, because I'm leaving.
Giddy up.
We have to do a magic trick up in here today. Okay.
Ooh.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
might have been the funniest thing I heard you say on this show, Britt. The timing on that was impeccable. Okay. The timing on that was impeccable.
No. Mm-mm. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
I mean, I was really curious. So I'm glad that I tasked you with that because I really wanted to know what the heck is going on. Let me just say a little bit more.
It's wild though, just to see like how the media does spin certain stuff. Cause I watched a good amount of interviews and broadcasts and coverage talking about this because you see Ryan Clark and Stephen A. Smith over here telling Cam Newton, hey, bro, you know, many brothers ain't ready and willing to go to Oxford, Mississippi. It hadn't been that long since at Ole Miss, they were waving rebel flags at the game.
Yeah.
So it's like
Confederate flags.
Waving Confederate flags at the game. So Lane Kiffin being at Oxford, he might not want to be there because he's not able to get the type of recruits that he wants to get. Because Ole Miss has less Hall of Famers than Jackson State. Let that sit for a second.
Okay. I was like, I don't know what that means.
Jackson State is a HBCU. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss has always been a Division I football program.
Okay.
That like seeing and knowing Ole Miss never even signed like a Walter Payton. And Walter Payton was in this area, in this ring. And Walter Payton is one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Okay.
But it's saying you can have, and I kind of switched a little bit here, just talking about like recruiting and why people might want to move with Lane Kiffin or not, but with him going to LSU, you can see them getting, I don't want to say better caliber recruits, but more accessibility to recruits because Baton Rouge looks a little bit better than Oxford. So that could be a potential argument there too. So,
that's not an argument. That's a fact.
Have you ever been to Oxford, Mississippi?
No.
Okay, just passing through. Just passing through.
Yeah.
I don't need nothing here. I'm just passing through. Don't go through while it's dark at night. Just passing through. Okay.
That is funny.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I got over here. Talking about the Lane Kiffin coverage and
Okay.
Him being LSU's newest head coach.